I don't always understand it.
But you've got a plan.
But you have a plan
for this special day. That was set aside
many years ago
by our ancestors. It's called Thanksgiving Day.
There was a harmony
between the Indians
and
our heritage.
And
they all praised God together.
And
they gave thanks for the abundance. Yes, there was an abundance of blessings. And it had never happened before. But they set that time aside. And I'm recognizing that I'm a part of that.
It is God's plan
that's at stake. So I have ears to hear,
eyes to see,
and my spirit perceives.
You're about to talk to me.
Amen?
Acts chapter 4.
Acts chapter 4. Now, in Acts chapter 4, he's been on my case for 3 days with this. And he proceeded this morning to push for me to read the entire book or letter from Hosea. So I would say to you this week, if you have a press, to read the chapters of Hosea. He's told to marry a woman that is not, let's say, a person that you and I would choose for our son. And it was a lesson. Because I read the whole thing again, and I said, Lord, I've been there many, many times. And it's really, his life was a prophetic word to the Jews and to Israel. And of course, he's showing how they're going to get seduced, how they're going to be betrayed, and how they're going to be selfish. And the end result is it's actually his life is a prophetic message to Israel. And there's many sections of that book or letter that relate to me because I see what those dark forces have done. And one of the major ones is, I believe in chapter 2 or 3, it said, a spirit of prostitution pulled them away. Well, what's a spirit of prostitution? It's going to work on your body. It's going to work on your soul. It's going to seduce you. Okay? And that end result pulled them away. Well, what about the church? The church has been here for 2,000 years. Okay? Who pulled the church apart? Who made the selfishness? Who coordinated the selfishness? How did all this come? And he was trying to show me what happened to Israel is not something to judge or find fault with it, because it was their weakness that caused the garbage. In case you forgot, I got some. Okay? I don't want them. But God's not finished with my case either. He's still trying to show me what you did yesterday is not the pattern for tomorrow.
Amen.
So, then he said, now go back, but I want you to use Acts chapter 4. So I read it in the NIV. And then when I got here, he gave me a few more minutes. And he said, now take the Passion Translation. So I'm going to take you with a little ride, just with me, I pray, and have his Holy Spirit impact the parts that are important to you. Because you see, Acts chapter 4 is a foundation. Acts chapter 4 is when there were 5,000 literally hungering for the word of the Lord. The people in Israel, the head ones, were what? Very angry. As you're going to see, they want to get rid of the name of Jesus. They want to get rid of the resurrection of Jesus. They want to get anything about Jesus out of the way. In case you forgot, you can see what's happening in Washington and the swamp, wanting to get rid of anything of the Lord and everything that pertains to the anointing, and the possibility of our being resurrected is not acceptable in their minds. We are actually dirt. And they want to make sure that we never come out of the grave. We are still dead as a church. And God is saying it's time to do what Acts chapter 4 did. That's what I'm after with. I'm believing that the seducing forces that have pulled our people away, they got drawn by a spirit of prostitution. Now, if you're under an anointing of a prostitute, okay? And I happen to enjoy some old cowboy movies once in a while. And I mean, in every saloon you had the prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Come on, wake up. You're very real and I'm very real, okay? And they use the men and the men use the women. What is new under the sun? And I'm not attacking. I'm just telling you that spirit is alive in the United States. It's alive in the world. And God is saying, stop. Enough. What did you say? It's enough. Yes, it's enough. It can't continue. It has to be exposed. So that's what I'm doing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say, my ears are ready.
My ears are ready.
My eyes are ready.
My eyes are ready.
My heart is perceiving.
My heart is perceiving.
You're on my case, Lord.
You're on my case, Lord.
Okay, here we go. The teaching and preaching of Peter and John angered the priests, the captains of the temple police, and the representatives of the Jewish sect of the Sadducees. They were furious that the people were being taught that in Jesus there is a resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
So while Peter and John were still speaking, the Jewish authorities came to the temple courts to oppose them. They had them arrested. And since it was already evening, they kept them in custody until the next day. Yet, there were many in the crowd who believed the message, bringing the total number of men who believed to nearly 5,000. The next day, many Jewish leaders and religious scholars and the elders of the people convened a meeting in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others who were members of the high priest's family. They made Peter and John stand in front of the council as they questioned them, saying, tell us, by what power and authority have you done these things? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, I underline that part. Without the infilling of the Holy Spirit, what have you got? You've got a natural man or a natural woman. Okay? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered, respected elders, remember, he's honoring them. They are the chosen vessels of the hierarchy for that particular day. Respected elders and leaders of the people, listen. Are we being put on trial for doing an act of kindness by healing a frail, crippled man? Well then, you and everyone else in Israel should know that it is by the power of the name of Jesus that the crippled man stands here today, completely healed. You crucified Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but God raised him from the dead. Now, I mean, can you imagine who he's standing in front of? I mean, just imagine yourself in front of the hierarchy of Springfield, Holyoke, whatever, and declaring that their guilt is visible and saying the words out loud. Okay? This Jesus is the stone that you builders have rejected. He's crossing the T's and he's dotting the I's. And now has become the cornerstone. There is no one else who has the power to save us, for there is only one name to whom God has given authority by which we must experience salvation, the name of Jesus. I can just imagine the grinding of teeth, the pulling of together of the fists of those that are listening. Because here's the part that is probably the most important. And I want you to really pay attention right now. 13. The council members were astonished as they witnessed the bold courage. Now there's a footnote on B. In the Aramaic, it says, hearing the bold words of Peter and John. Bold words. Okay? Not little mousy stuff. Bold. Especially when they discovered that they were just ordinary men. Now, I'm going to ask you to stretch for a moment. I want you to close your eyes and put one hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I qualify.
Lord Jesus, I qualify.
I'm an ordinary person.
I am an ordinary person.
Yet the living Christ.
Yet the living Christ.
The anointed one.
By his Spirit.
He's live in me.
He's live in me.
He's fully alive in me.
He's fully alive in me.
And it might be my turn.
And it might be my turn.
To be bold.
To be bold.
And to cross the T's.
And
dot the I's
to
those that are blind,
those that can't hear.
Anoint me today.
Anoint me today.
I'm ordinary.
I am ordinary.
So I qualify.
So I qualify.
To be like Peter and John.
To be like Peter and John.
It's time that the mousy words
take a back seat.
And the bold comments
come out of my mouth.
To change my future.
And
maybe impact those.
And maybe impact those
that you want to save.
In
this Thanksgiving season.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to back it up. The council members were astonished as they witnessed the bold courage of Peter and John, especially when they discovered that they were just ordinary men who had never had religious training. Then they began to understand the effects Jesus had on them simply by spending time with him. There's a secret right there. If you don't spend time with him, don't expect your future to be different. You're going to replay the same pattern year after year after year. This year it changes.
Amen.
You heard my sister's words.
Yep.
You heard the other sister's words.
Amen.
We're not going to do what we did last year.
That's right.
The traditions of men, they've got to be put on park. And the traditions that he wants to form for the new day ahead of us is very important. The prophetic word that was given to us back in September was that there's a season of birthing, something new. Well, that something new is not to redo what you did last year.
Amen.
Amen. So, standing there with them was the healed man. Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And there was nothing further they could say. So they ordered them to leave the room while they discussed the matter among themselves. They said, what should we do with these men? Everyone in Jerusalem can clearly see that they've performed a notable sign and a wonder. We can't deny that. But to keep this propaganda from spreading, notice it's propaganda. Has anything changed in 2,000 years?
No.
You've got the networks. Propaganda. Yes. It's left and right.
Yes.
And I got very angry last night. I had to be very careful. I had to shut up. But I listened to one of the news networks, and the commentator is speaking about what happened in this trial that they had. And I don't want to go into the details. But he was so twisted in his comments that he made the jury look like fools.
He tried,
but he can't.
But the bottom line is, the commentator last night was reacting that the man has been set free, but he really shouldn't be free, was his comment.
Yeah.
In other words, I will not accept the spirit of truth coming out of a courtroom with 12 people saying this young man is not guilty. The young man should be paying a price still. Even if the court said he's free, this commentator was saying by his words, but I don't agree with the 12. That's what I heard. And I made me angry. And the Lord said, shut it down. Now, I try not to listen to it because my emotions get in the way. Okay? So it's best if I don't put it in because then I don't have to kick it out.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now again, everyone in Jerusalem can clearly see that they've performed a notable sign and a wonder. There was a notable sign and a wonder. That jury spoke correctly.
Amen.
Absolutely.
The judge commissioned the networks. No, you're not coming in here.
Right.
You're not going to goof up the courts.
Right. Amen.
And that's God. That's Holy Ghost.
Absolutely. Praise God.
That's God working in our country to turn things around.
Yes. Praise God.
We are entering a new season and a new era.
Yes, it's coming.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
We can't deny that, they said. But no. But to keep this propaganda from spreading any further among the people, let's threaten them severely and warn them to never speak to anyone in his name again. We've got the same thing here.
Absolutely.
It's so clear.
Absolutely.
It's the same exact message. It has not changed. That darkness and the seducing forces are at work, and they're trying to bring down any that is person that is righteous, that is holy, that believes in God, that believes in our Creator, that believes in our Savior.
Big time.
They just want them off the map.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Verse 18. So they had them brought back in before the council. They commanded them to never teach the people or speak again using the name of Jesus. Whew. Clear, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're doing the same thing on NBC, CBS, and whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
Watch verse 19. But Peter and John replied, "You can judge for yourselves. Is it better to listen to you or to God?" Is it better to listen to you or to God? You know, as I shared with you earlier, when the Lord said, keep your body from having anything in it that is not of me, he gave me the grace to say no. Even to the doctors, I can just see the young doctor in front of me at the hospital last spring. Well, you should. And I said, and who are you to dictate to me? I am not your child, and you're not my doctor.
Amen.
I said, you're a doctor that just come in here to dictate. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, or do I need to repeat it again? I don't want that in me, period. Okay. Verse 20. It's impossible for us to stop speaking about all the things that we've seen and heard. I could have preached to that doctor. Holy Spirit said, shut your mouth. Okay? Because all you would do is raise up a storm. He had no ears to hear. If he had, the Lord probably would have had me speak. Now, to the guy who did the surgery, which I will be seeing in another few days, that young man, I mean, there's an anointing on him, and I know there is. And I was able to tell him. And before I left the hospital, he sat down next to me, and we discussed his family, his children, his broken relationship. And I can tell you this, when I see him again, I gave him a prison to praise. And I want the fruit. I said, Lord, those are going to be seeds of life in that doctor. I want him born again, spirit filled, because I know that I'm the vessel that has something for him. Amen. And I will be bold, and I will speak the word. And he needs to come out of the grave.
Yes.
Okay? Even in a grave situation, he did an incredible job on my body, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
But there's more in this young man. All right. I notice I'm preaching, by the way.
Amen.
21. Since the members of the council couldn't come up with a crime, okay, they could punish them for, they threatened them once more and let them go. I mean, you know, how many times do you need to be slapped in the face?
Right.
All the people praised God. Thrilled over the miraculous healing of the crippled man. And the man who received this miracle sign of healing was over 40 years old. 23. Here is their response. As soon as they were released from custody, Peter and John went to the other believers and explain all that had happened. They didn't go downtown Main Street. They didn't go to the bar room. They didn't go to the saloon. They went where?
To the church.
Thank you. Why?
Probably to encourage them greatly.
Well.
But where are you going to get the words of life?
Where oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Give her the microphone because John's going to get upset.
Oh, dear. Sorry, John. One, I mean, immediately you're going to go with those that not only are you going to encourage them with what just happened and
yep.
them to see your boldness, but they're going to give you all the love and the comfort and the grace that you need as you're going through this hard place. You're going to get it. You're going to feel it. And it's going to strengthen everybody else.
No, okay. Peggy said amen, John. Okay, let's back it up again. 23, as soon as they were released from custody, Peter and John went to the other believers and explained all that had happened with the high priest and the elders. When the believers heard their report, they raised their voices in unity and prayed.
Amen.
Without that unity, what have you got?
You're sitting there by yourself trying to do this.
And you're in survival mode.
Yeah. Yep.
Instead of being in a glory cloud.
There you go.
Okay? The glory cloud comes when people are together.
Yes.
You heard last week, I believe it was Lisa, who said the glory cloud that came on Tuesday, she brought it home. And for 3 days, she saw the glory of cloud in her office and in her home.
Wow.
Why? Because she joined herself with the saints. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
Okay? They raised their voices in unity and prayed. Lord Yahweh, you are the Lord of all. You created the universe, the earth, and the sky, and the sea, and everything that is in them. And you, peopled by the Holy Spirit, through your servant David, our father, saying. So now, watch again. They know that David had words from God. So the Psalms, they could depend on. How dare the nations plan a rebellion? ranting and raging against the Lord Most High. Their foolish plots are futile. Look at how the kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers scheming and conspiring together against God and his anointed Messiah. Has anything changed?
Hello. There you go.
In fact, Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with Jews and non-Jews, met together to take their stand against your holy servant, Jesus the Messiah. They did to him all that your purpose and will had determined, according to the destiny you had marked out for him. So now, Lord, listen to their threats to harm us. So what are they doing? They're turning over the accusations to the one who can handle it.
Amen.
I heard words coming out of somebody today. I don't know what you want on Thanksgiving, but I'm turning this over to you.
Yes, hallelujah.
You're going to have your way.
Yes.
The pattern has not changed. So now, Lord, listen to their threats to harm us. Empower us as your servants to speak the word of God freely and courageously. Stretch out your hand of power through us to heal and to move in signs and wonders by the name of your holy Son, Jesus. And as they prayed, the earth shook beneath them. So there was an earthquake, causing the buildings they were in to tremble. Each one of them was filled with the Holy Spirit. They proclaimed the word of God with unrestrained boldness. All the believers were one in mind and heart. Selfishness was not a part of their community. Selfishness was not a part of their community. For they shared everything they had with one another. The apostles gave powerful testimonies about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great measures of grace rested upon them all. Some who owned houses or land sold them and brought the proceeds before the apostles to distribute to those without. Not a single person among them was needy. For example, there was a Levite from Cyprus named Joseph, who sold his farmland and placed the proceeds at the feet of the apostles. They nicknamed him Barnabas, for encourager. He was a Levite. That means he was part of the priesthood. Are you hearing?
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now there's a prayer here. Okay? Each one of them was filled with the Holy Spirit, verse 31. And they proclaimed the word of God with unrestrained boldness. All the believers were one in mind and heart. Selfishness was not a part of their community, for they shared everything they had with one another. I believe that the new era that we are entering into will be tasting what this chapter is actually declaring. Is it possible that our nation will be also tasting of the freedom that she has lost? Is it possible that Holy Spirit can bring out things that have never been seen before? Or are your limited minds set on what was and hold on to the old, expecting a different result? That's insanity. So again, I want you to close your eyes and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I want the words.
I want the words.
To come out of my heart.
To come out of my heart.
About the Savior that I serve.
About the Savior that I serve.
And that I am working diligently.
And that I am working diligently.
To listen to the Holy Spirit.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
And declare with boldness.
And to declare with boldness.
What life is all about.
What life is all about.
In this realm for me.
In this realm for me.
It's because of the resurrection.
It's because of the resurrection.
Of our Savior and Lord.
Of our Savior and Lord.
That we can speak boldly.
That we may speak boldly.
And declare freedom to the broken.
And declare freedom to the broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We shall not listen to elders.
We shall not listen to elders.
That are trying to change us.
That are trying to change us.
Or the news networks.
Or the news networks.
That are trying to change us.
That are trying to change us.
Or political leaders.
Or political leaders.
That seduce us.
That seduce us.
With different forms of prostitution.
With different forms of prostitution.
We will not bow.
We will not bow.
We will obey you, Lord.
We will obey you,
every
Lord.
Step of the way.
Every step of the way.
Everything that I've done.
That I've done.
In obedience to you.
In obedience to you.
Even if my neighbor doesn't understand.
Even if my neighbor doesn't understand.
I will obey.
I will obey.
What Holy Spirit.
What Holy Spirit.
Lays in my heart.
Lays in my heart.
And with boldness.
And with boldness.
And courageous works.
And courageous works.
And words.
And words.
To transform.
To transform.
This season of Thanksgiving.
This season of Thanksgiving.
Into a celebration.
Into a celebration.
That is higher than I've known.
That is higher than I've known.
And I pray this prayer.
And I pray this prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.